it, put it in the box so I can get my cut.
Yes.
Come on, isn't that what he thought?
Yes.
So let's look at it this way. The outer man always wants to be seen and recognized up front and make suggestions with ulterior motives. So that means that in a situation where there's an environment and you may not be up front, are you trying to be up front because you want to be up front to help people, or is it ulterior motives?
Mm-hmm.
You have to ask yourself that, because it affects your prayer life.
Yes.
And you're going to see today. Are you trying to be up front? Because remember, Judas was with Christ. He's walking around. He has a treasury. He's the treasurer.
Yes.
They're doing stuff. They're doing business. You got tax collectors. You got all these people with you, and they're trusting you with their money. He's skimming off the top, putting something in his pocket every now and then, his little pouch. They had a pouch they carried. He put it in his pouch. He'd hide it. Now, you think God doesn't see that?
Right.
Come on. God doesn't see it.
Right.
But here's the funny thing. Not one time did Jesus address him about it. Not one time. Not one time did he address him about the stealing. But yet, our outer man, not your outer man, our outer man, always wants to be seen and up front. And most of the time, when you want to be seen and you want to be up front, there's always an ulterior motive about you being puffed up. Well, that's a good word. I know that's a little bit oof, but you'll be all right. You're growing up, right?
Yes.
Hey, now, can you see yourself sometime in your life?
Amen.
Where areas of your life started to see where maybe you kind of did some things with ulterior motives? Can you see something, one thing in your life?
Amen.
All right. You know what that means? That means before we leave today, you're going to be free. Because when you don't admit it, when God is showing it to you, and you don't admit it, you're a dangerous person. Number two, we're going to talk now about the inner man. And again, these are just brief things to identify if it's going on with you. The inner man. Seeks validation from any source, especially religion and religious leaders, at any cost. Seeks validation from any source, especially religion and religious leaders, at any cost. We're going to go somewhere. Just hold on. This is going to help you. So the inner one, the inner part of you, or the inner part of Judas, we're talking about Judas, he's seeking validation from any source, especially religion and religious leaders, at any cost. Go to Matthew 26:14. Matthew 26:14. Now, we just had an incident in which he wanted to sell the oil because he wanted to help other people, supposedly, but yet he was a thief and his intent was to steal the money. In the next verse, Jesus told him, he said, leave this woman alone. He said, because the poor you have with you always. He said, but I'm only here for a little while. What was he telling him? If it was your hard intent to help the poor, you would have been helping them. But suddenly, when you see an opportunity to make money, you want to jump in. That's what he told them. Read the next verses right there. He was letting them know, all the time you've been with me, you haven't mentioned anything about helping the poor. Now suddenly you want to help them because you're the treasurer. All right? And number two, the inner. Seeks validation from any source, especially religion and religious leaders, at any cost. Matthew 26:14 says this. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests. The chief priests, or the leaders of that time, were called religious leaders. Anytime people in the body of Christ get hurt, anytime something happens, anytime they get frustrated, the nature of somebody who's being led inner or not focused or out of alignment is they always try to couple themselves with somebody who will agree with their right or wrong. No matter if it's wrong and it's wrong, they'll try to go with somebody to make it right, to justify how they feel. That's why people, when they sin, they don't come to church, because to them they're going somewhere where they can hide. Or they go find people of like mind who they're only your pastor, they're not your God. Don't let them tell you. If you want to do it, let God judge you. Then if that's the case, then the writer must have been wrong when he said if a man would judge himself, God would not have to judge him. So it's either two things. Either God messed up or somebody lying. I'd rather go with somebody lying, because God said, if you judge yourself, I won't have to judge you. So what does that mean? If you know you're supposed to be living right and you're cutting up and your life is not going the way it should, why in the world are you blaming God? Verse 14, then one of the 12 called Judas Iscariot went to the chief priest and said, what are you willing to give me if I deliver him to you? Religious leaders. Got it? And they counted out to him 30 pieces of silver. So from that time, he sought opportunity to betray him. Why? Because the inner seeks validation from any source. From any source. Especially religion and religious leaders. At any cost. In other words, if the incident with the alabaster hadn't happened, he wouldn't be here. But because the incident with the alabaster happened, though he was with Christ, he now isolated himself and went found somebody else to come in leagues with him against him. That's what the inner man will do for you. That inner part of you that's not in right position. It will look for validation. In other words, he went from, I want to sell this oil, to them saying, no, you don't need to. It's more valuable to use on me, to, I can bring him to you. What are you going to give me? Do you see the position move? He went from one who was subject to one who now was thought he was in authority. I now can determine whether you get him or not. What are you going to give me?
Yes.
Come on, you got to see that. That's what happens. When you are not in alignment, you look for validation from anyone. You know you're not doing things right. You know things didn't happen right. I'm going to use an example. I'm going to use me. You can be mad at me, but I love you. You can say something to me and I may not agree with you. You then go find two or three other people to agree with you against me and try to figure out how to now hurt me. That's what he's doing. Yes. It happens all the time in the body of Christ.
Yes, it does.
Happens all the time, everywhere. Not just here, happens at every place people gather for worship. There are always secret agendas and little churches inside of a church.
That's true. Yeah.
Because people's hearts, you can't see them, but you can hear them when they speak.
Yes.
That's why you have to know which person is talking to you.
Right.
Is it the outer person, the inner person, or the core? Core people are different. We'll get there. It's easy. The outer person, we'll get there. Because I want you to see this. Because when you see it in your prayer life, it'll change. Because some of us are praying and we're standing there. I'm not sensing nothing. Well, who's praying? Is it the outer person, the inner person, or is it the core? Which part of you is praying?
Yes.
Are you understanding?
Yes.
Now let's get to the core part. Write this down in your notes. We're almost done. It's not a long message. This is just a let's go. Like I said, and during this time of season, we want to encourage you to get it together. We want your prayers to mean something.
Amen.
Isn't it much better to pray 30 minutes knowing you've been heard?
Yes.
Than to spend time an hour going through all this religious yelling and screaming and at the top of your lungs and sweating, and when it's all said and done, you're not even sure if he heard you? And you sitting down, ooh, thank you. Thank you. But you know for a fact in your core you're hearing he's not listening to you. Come on, somebody, you've heard that before.
Come on.
You did all that emotional gymnastics and then it's over. He's like, he's not listening. He didn't ask for that. Okay. Core, write this down, please. Talking about Judas. Corrupt desires and twisted conclusions. That's what happens in the core when you have that attitude like Judas. Corrupt desires and twisted conclusions. Aligned with the source of your counsel. Aligns with the source of your counsel. Now that's big, because that means that in the midst of all this stuff being out of alignment, he's with Christ, but he's not listening to him.
Amen.
Come on, you got to realize he's with the creator of everything, but he's not listening to him.
Yes.
He's hearing all these speeches, all these things he's talking about. He's on the Sermon on the Mount. Remember, Christ gave the 12 power to go cast out devils. Are you understanding me?
Yeah.
Judas is right there. Judas went out and cast out devils the same way.
Yes. Yes, he did.
The exact same way he cast out devils, because he gave him authority.
Yes.
He gave him power. Now it's an ironic thing, because to give somebody power and authority to do something in your name, you must have completed your task. Are you understanding?
Yes.
So he was still alive on the earth. So how could he give them power and authority to do something when the resurrection hadn't happened? Come on. How could he do that? He didn't say, think about it. He said, go out to every village, go to every town, cast out devils, raise the dead, preach the kingdom. That's what he said. Teach the kingdom. Read it. He said, teach the kingdom. He said, teach the kingdom. He said, go. He said, take nothing with you.
Amen.
He said, take no money belt, no take nothing. He said, every city you go to, declare the kingdom. Raise the dead, heal the sick, do all this stuff. The fact is, you got to understand what he's saying. He's telling them what he sees before he sends them.
Yes.
Got it?
Yes.
So the fact that they went is proof that they heard him.
Amen.
But he had already sent the word.
Mm-hmm.
So the word he sent was for them to go out and do what he told them to do. Are you understanding?
Yes.
So he's standing and then he's sitting. He's talking to them. Go to every village. Go to every town. Do this. Do that. And for every city that don't receive you, shake the dust off your feet. It'll be more tolerable in the city of Sodom and Gomorrah than for that city on the day of judgment. And he's telling them, do this, do that. He said, okay, get going. They begin to walk. As they walk, what he said they're walking on.
Yes, hallelujah.
Because the writer said he is the author and the finisher of our faith. So he sent them out by faith. And they moved in his faith,
yeah.
Not their faith. They moved in his faith. So they were doing what he would do if he was there.
Yes.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Are you seeing that?
Yes.
That's why you have to understand this is important. Because if you get this right, you'll do what he's doing because you're going to live in his faith.
Amen.
That's why the writer said the just shall live by his faith.
Amen.
You've got to get that. That's why our core, we got to get this right. The core of prayer. So we're going to start. Go to John 13. You were just there. Go to John. Go back to John 13. Because sometimes you can be in the midst of somebody teaching you the word, sharing the word of God with you, loving on you, doing all that, and you don't hear a word they're saying. Come on, Judas did it. He's with the Messiah. All these years, 3 years of his life, he was with him and heard nothing.
Wow.
Heard nothing.
Yes.
Because what he never, the core person never showed up.
Mm-hmm.
The outer and the inner person showed up.
Mm-hmm.
The thief, watch this. Woo. John 13, verse 2. And supper being ended, the who? Supper being ended, the who?
The devil.
The devil having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. The heart is the core, the subconscious. He's been taking counsel from the devil.
Yes.
Come on, you got to see that.
Yes.
Because he sought out religious leaders. Religious leaders don't know God.
Amen.
They know Satan.
Yes.
Come on, you got to understand, they know Satan.
Yes.
So their counsel is coming from Satan. So Satan is using them to counsel him.
Mm-hmm.
He then takes counsel, and right after supper, the writer said here, and supper being in, the devil having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. So how and when did he get it? When he was talking to, not just when he was talking to the Pharisees, that was his opportunity to receive the seed. He was already having ideas when he had the confrontation about the oil, the confrontation about his father. You remember when he went into his father's house and Simon didn't greet him or kiss him or do anything? He was already frustrated with that because it embarrassed his father in front of all the religious leaders and in front of all the people of wealth. So he was already embarrassed. So all this stuff was germinating inside of him. And then he saw an opportunity after the alabaster box and said, hold on, what would you give me to give him to you?
Yes.
Come on. And then finally, he's sitting there after supper. It said, and Satan already put it in his heart. That's the core. He had, the council had come in and he agreed with it and it settled in his core that at any cost, I'm going to betray him.
Yes.
That word betray literally means to hand him over or to give him up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said, whatever it costs, I'll give him up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now watch this. Go to Luke 22. Last one on this subject. We're talking about Judas. Do you see some of the things that may have happened in your life that you may have done in the past or some things you shouldn't be doing now? Thank you for joining us today at Kingdom Ministries International. You can visit us online at kingdomfamilies.online or call us at 754-229-5641. We would love to hear from you. Remember, the kingdom of God is within you.